the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
How many of you have a prize bond? How many of you have ever actually won anything on a prize bond? How many of you would buy one? Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us because the amount of new prize bonds bought in a year seems to be falling quite dramatically, Charlie. How many were bought last year?
There was a big fall in the sales last year, and that's a trend now that's been going on for a couple of years. Something like 386,000 prize bonds were bought last year. Now, that's down 27% on the previous year. You know, Unpost, which is in a joint venture with Fexco, and they run this on behalf of the National Treasury Management Agency, they issued an upbeat press release yesterday saying strong sales of prize bonds last year of €351 million. What it didn't mention was that was way down from the previous year, and way down from the year before that. In fact, if you go back to 2020, sales have fallen by half, Matt. And actually, there's been last year, again, more prize bonds were cashed in than there were new sales. So, you know, actually something like 538 million, half a billion euros worth, were cashed in last year. And yet they sold 351 million. So look, they're still there. There's still a big fund, 4.4 billion fund, but it's just that they're not as popular anymore. The popularity is waning and waning fast, and sales are declining fast. So, you know, I think people have fallen out of love with prize bonds. Your granny used to always buy you one for your birthday or your communion they're just not a thing anymore. They're still sold through Unpost, but they're just not as popular as they used to be.
Are they worth having, Charlie? Because you do, when you decide to cash them in, you get your entire money back. But in the amount of time that you've held it for, would you have lost the value of your initial purchase?
That's absolutely true, Matt. You know, can you buy €100 worth of prize bonds? Unless you win, you're not going to get anything back. So inflation will eat that away. And the prize fund is tiny. It's 1% essentially, and that's only if you win. So that's a very poor return, 1%. Now, to be fair to them, it's tax free. You're essentially giving money to the state. So if you want it back, you're going to get it. There's a guarantee there. There are no fees. Now, all of that, it has to be said. So, and you have a chance of winning something. People like to gamble. But as I say, the return is essentially 1%. It's very low. Even in the UK, what they call premium bonds, the same thing. Their prize fund is 3.8. So, you know, it's nearly four times bigger. You know, the other problem is, Matt, that the top prizes, there used to be 4 million euro prizes a year. Now, they're gone completely. There's a monthly 500,000 euro prize. But your chances of winning that? 1 in 15 million, according to calculations by financial correspondent in The Independent, Dan Malone. He writes columns and he's an analysis essentially. And then every week instead of every month, then, you know, the monthly prizes are 500 grand, as I say. There are weekly prizes of 50,000 euros, but there's only one of those a week. Your chances of winning that 50 grand, 1 in 3.6 million. So, look, it's a poor investment. If you put money into a diversified portfolio of stocks, like if you bought an investment fund through Aviva or Irish Life or somebody like that, held it for 5 years, you'd probably double your money. There are far better ways. I just look at some of the deposits in the banks even, you know, and they're always being complained about, and rightly so, Matt, for having very poor deposit rates. But there are deposit rates. Like if you're prepared to leave your money for a year, 2 years, AIB will give you 2.26, Bank of Ireland 2.24 for an 18-month fixed rate account, PTSB 2.25 for a 1-year account. And then if you want to put money into raising into some of the European banks, you'll get rates up to 3%. So it's a very poor return then, you know, in a sense. In a sense, you're foregoing interest for the chance to win in a raffle. Now, you are entered into every raffle. It's not like a one-off, like the lottery. You buy one ticket and that's it. But most financial advisors will tell you it's a bad investment. And, you know, this despite the fact some people will put a lot of money into prize bonds. It's only really fun money. If you know, just a few bob with the chance of winning a prize, that's the way I would look at it. Use it for fun and not a serious investment, Matt.
Okay, some of the messages coming into 0874 100 102. Having recently bought prize bonds for the first time, I can tell you the process to sign up and buy them is ridiculously convoluted and onerous. I'd say lots of people are put off by the over-the-top anti-money laundering measures. And another one says, I've five times won a miserable €75 and prize bonds don't give it to you. They'll invest it again without you saying so. Waste of money. Is that the, are you contacted when you win something, or do you have to keep checking to see whether you've won or not?
Well, they do tell you, they contact you, and you know, and obviously people move address and there is unclaimed money, but they say they contact people at the address, the last registered address that they have for you. Now, with the €75, there's about, like, there was a draw today, there was nearly 9,000 people who won €75. Unless you tell them, they'll tell you you've won that, and unless you tell them you want it sent to you, they will put that back in there, into your prize bond. So that's an odd one, certainly. And unfortunately, that other texter is right, Matt. It's very convoluted having to sign up for these. The problem there is, drugs gangs were using prize bonds as a way of laundering money, so they had to tighten the regulations so that only genuine people who want to own prize bonds are buying them, and are not guys trying to launder drugs money.
Okay, well, I wonder though, if have you ever come across anyone who's won the 500,000? Have you ever heard of anybody winning the 500,000 in the monthly draw? Have you ever heard about anybody winning the 50,000? The lack of publicity makes me wonder if people even know it's possible. And then also in relation to that, are the prizes perhaps just too small by comparison with what can be won in the lotto or in the Euro Millions?
I think you're absolutely right, Matt. The prizes are far too small. I think they made a massive strategic error when they dropped the million euro prizes there about 4 years ago. There were two 1 million euros prizes that could be won each year. You know, back in 2017, there were something like 4 million euro prizes a year. And I think you're absolutely right. Dropping those big prizes, I think that, you know, that makes it far less attractive for people. You know, I mean, what's the big deal about having, you know, prize bonds and you might have a chance of winning 50 grand or you know, there's 20 weekly €1,000 prizes. There's no fun in that. You know, you'll buy a lottery ticket if you want to, you know, have a chance of winning that. So I just think things have moved on. It's an old-fashioned idea. It's not that attractive anymore. And you're absolutely right. You never get to hear of anybody winning the money. I'm absolutely sure they're paying it out. I mean, you know, they're a reputable crowd, the National Treasury Management Agency, and they essentially, it's their operation, and they get on post and text code to administer it. But you don't ever hear of anybody winning it, and it would help them a bit if you did hear of people winning €500,000 at least. It's not life-changing, but it would make a hell of a difference to people.
Okay, there's lots of people, Charlie, getting in touch. One says, my mum has had prize bonds since the 1960s and has never won a penny. Another one says, how do I find my old prize bonds number? That's an interesting one, isn't it? I had an issue when my parents died. They were having to try and trace down prize bonds for them. And I had bits of paper with certain numbers on them. And then was trying to find whether other ones. And then there's a message, tried to buy state savings bond for my two children. And it was inexplicably complicated. After spending an average of an hour and a half in the post office over four visits, I failed. On one occasion, I also tried to cash in my own prize bonds and failed. No one in any of the few remaining post offices seems to actually know how to set up these schemes. Not surprised they are unpopular.
Yeah, they are complicated, and it's back to that same reason. It's to stop money laundering. But yeah, unfortunately. But look, if you have, you think you prize bonds, this is a regular for them. They have to deal with people who don't have the numbers. If you know, they have a process for dealing with that. You contact them, and there's a section on the website explaining what you do. You give them your address, proof of identity, that kind of thing, and they will try and match you to the prize bonds. I mean, it does regularly happen that people move on. They have these things since the 60s. They can't find them, but they will match you up. That's not a big deal, and there isn't that much in unclaimed prizes. Actually, it's only 3.4 million. I would have thought it was a hell of a lot more, considering these things are going since 1957. But, you know, you can kind of work out. You can, they will help you. It should be possible to trace a lost prize bond.
Okay, and more comments coming in. This is definitely getting the attention of listeners. Prize bonds do send you notification of wins. I use them because I need easy access to my savings. I've won a few grand in all over the years. Another one says they told me I've won, but they've invested the money without my consent. Well, I suspect there's probably something in the small print when you buy the prize bond initially, which tells you a small prize will be reinvested maybe rather than given to you in cash.
Yeah, I think you have to tick a box there on that one, Matt. I think that's the problem there. And if you don't tick that box, they're probably just going to stuff it back in, unfortunately.
Okay, another one says, my child has prize bonds. I have savings for him for college, but there are no savings plans for children where you get any interest. Interesting one. Another one says, prize bonds are hassle-free and your deposit is guaranteed. Peace of mind. I've spent thousands on it. I've won €85 every few months, opted to reinvest. Happy that I'm helping the government, that all the money is guaranteed. And if you're not in, you can't win. It's 100% risk-free and that suits me. Well, it's not 100% risk-free, is it? If the value of your money is eroding, if the inflation is obviously going to erode the value of the bonds that you have if you're not winning money to replenish. And one last thing, Charlie, it does strike me that prize bonds are something that other countries have as well, but they tend to have larger funds set aside for prizes, don't they? I think, don't the British have something like 3.5% as against our 1%?
They do. They have a much bigger fund. And so, I think really the National Treasury Managing Agency needs to sit down and decide here, do we keep this going? If we're having people cashing in a greater amount of money than in new sales every year, should we not have a bigger prize fund or just get rid of these things altogether? You know, it's an old-fashioned idea. But if they went back to decent big million-euro prizes, four of those a year, a bigger prize fund than just the 1%. I mean, God, it's great for the government. They're able to raise lots of money and pay essentially 1% back on that. It's a good deal for the government, but it's not a good deal for consumers. So I think it either needs a big re-examination of how it's run or else just get rid of it altogether.
Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.